Twice this past month, Operation Consequences made felony arrests, seized firearms, and apprehended drugs and criminals in Rialto just this past month in September. It's good they were found, bad it was there. How did Rialto, with a population of over 104,000 people, compare in the last 2 years? Well, their overall crime rate improved in every category. The overall from D minus to C, violent D plus to C plus, property C minus to C, and other D minus to C. Pretty significant. Frequency just went down slightly from every hour and 50 minutes to every hour and 38 minutes. No significant changes in every category. They still face, however, top issues: drug crimes, 12%, vandalism, 10%, vehicle theft, 6%, and theft, 5%. Let's stop and pray for Rialto and their police department that we will see a radical change in the frequency and decrease in all categories. Father God, we just thank you, first of all, for answering our prayers. Every category in Rialto improved. We are so appreciative that you answered our prayer, our united prayers for this city. We also thank you, God, that there was a decrease in some of the crimes. Now we pray that the crimes that are committed will be less frequent. We pray that you would give the Rialto Police Department divine wisdom on how to capture them. Your word says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We pray, God, that people who are believers or even on the edge would pray this prayer. And we pray, God, that we will not see Rialto in the news for bad things as much as it has been. We lift up the division commander, Captain Anthony Vega, and ask, God, that you would help him to be an amazing leader that delegates and finds people who can do their jobs well. We pray that for divine wisdom for the K-9 team, the Investigations Bureau, the Patrol Bureau, the Traffic Bureau, the Crime Analysis Unit, the Narcotics Team, the SWAT Team, the Street Crime Attack Team, and their community district programs. And we pray, God, that you would give them unity, camaraderie, collaboration, and that they would do nothing unethical, but with high morals and high standards, that they would think before they do actions, but that they would find creative ways to work and prevent crimes from happening. We pray for more education. We thank you that they promote every 15 minutes, that your life can change in 15 minutes, and that the fact is someone dies in the U.S. from an alcohol-related traffic collision every 15 minutes. We thank you, God, that they promote this and share this. We also pray, God, that people's lives would change by the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we ask, God, that churches, people will be, and people will be sent out as laborers into the harvest in Rialto, and lives would change, the gospel would transform them, drug addicts would get off their drugs, and so there would not be a need to sell them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen.